To date, a total of 5 wineries have been discovered in the territory of the archaeological reserve at Cape St. Antonas. This indicates that the cultivation of vineyards and the production of wine was one of the main occupations of the population of the fortress and its surroundings during late antiquity. 2 of the 5 wineries have been fully restored and can be viewed in the archaeological park at Cape St. Antonas. The larger of the 2 wineries is also the largest late antique winery discovered in Bulgaria, which the archaeologists also define as a production and storage complex. It consisted of 1 main and several auxiliary buildings with stone walls and wooden structures on the walls. A characteristic feature of this winery is that it had a lever screw press built in it for crushing grapes and squeezing juice from them. The famous Roman scientist Pliny the Elder, in his work Natural History, attributes this invention to the ancient Greeks, which is why the lever screw press is also known as the Greek press, or Galeagra. The grapes were poured into a rectangular basin built of stones and bricks, the bed of which was paved with slab stones and hydrophobic mortar. The bottom of the basin slopes to the south, where the brick wall is interrupted by an embedded stone with a chute for draining the grape juice into a bulky ceramic vessel called a pitos. The pitos discovered in the large winery on Cape St. Antonas has a capacity of about 300 liters. The 2 restored wineries on Cape St. Antonas date from the 6th to the beginning of the 7th century. To the right of the large winery on Cape St. Antonas, a restored 5th century pitos is inlaid with a cross, surrounded by grapevines and inscribed in ancient Greek, "God help me." The pitos is one of many large clay vessels found on Cape St. Antonas that are stamped with Christian symbols. This is because wine has been closely associated with Christianity since the very beginning of the religion. After all, Jesus Christ himself turned water into wine, and during the Last Supper compared the red liquid to his blood. Wine and Christianity were also extremely beneficial to each other. They helped each other spread to such an extent that in the 4th century, the early church vigorously promoted the consumption of wine. For example, St. Martin of Tours simultaneously spread the Holy Gospel and planted vineyards in the late 4th century. This explains why Christianity was so quickly and easily adopted by the various Thracian tribes of the Bulgarian Black Sea coast region. The tribes at that time made their living mainly through agriculture and in particular from wine production. In less than a century after the adoption of Christianity as the official religion of the Roman Empire, the entire population of the late antique fortress at Cape St. Antonas adopted the new faith. By the beginning of the 6th century, wine became the most popular drink among the Greeks and Romans, and life in the fortress at Cape St. Antonas flourished.